opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, folks. It's Shasta Unmasked on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Shay Stevens, here with co-host Jessica French and Ashley Winters, and our coveted guest tonight, County Supervisor of District 2, Tim Garman. We are going to start by being candid. We are big mad. We're big mad. Shasta County is outraged over the board majority's registrar of voters replacement for Kathy Darling Allen. We want to know why, how, who, where, and in what world it is appropriate to hire someone with zero experience to manage one of the most important jobs in our county and arguably the most important for maintaining democracy. It feels like we're living in a world where up is down and down is up, and frankly, it's frightening. We are so excited that Supervisor Garman has come on our show to speak to Truth and Justice. Thank you, Tim, for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I want to thank you personally for being a beacon of sanity in the crazy we have all seen. And we want you to know that we see you, but we also want to know what has brought you to this point tonight. What's inspired you to speak out?
Well, what inspired me to speak out was what you just mentioned, the decision for the ROV. There is no world where it's okay to take somebody with no experience to put them in charge of the elections office. That is just a terrible mistake on our part. And I'm just as mad as the rest of the county.
All right. So we have a few specific questions.
Okay, go for it.
So who are the players in this?
In the ROV? Mm-hmm. Kevin Cry.
And what do you think is the end game?
Let me back up and say, first of all, these are just my opinions, okay?
Right.
So everybody's clear.
Sure.
What I'm telling you tonight is just, whatever I say in here is just my opinion and nothing more than that.
Sure.
But in my opinion, it's Kevin Cry. And he orchestrated this because he wanted somebody in there that, in my opinion, I would suspect that there's possibly a backroom deal he had with Tom Toler about showing him these signatures on the recall petition.
Mm-hmm.
Which he has asked publicly to see many times and been told no many times. And my fear with that is if those signatures get out, there's going to be some retaliation against some of the county employees who may have signed that petition. Mm-hmm. And I could be completely off base, but that is my fear of what happened with this. Because why would you pick Tom Toler with zero experience? He scored, he scored low, just be honest
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
He was on nobody's radar.
Right.
Right? And he used the leverage of Joanna, which he had no intention of picking, to get his way. And that's a leader? I don't think so. A leader should be somebody who's willing to work with everybody and be honest and fair and transparent. The way he treated Joanna that day, or those 2 days,
mm-hmm.
It's not okay, you guys. It's not okay for anybody to treat somebody like that. I'm sick of it. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Long
let's
answer.
Back up a little bit, and let's talk about, for the listeners who might not have been sitting in those meetings for 2 days and didn't witness what we witnessed. So I was there for 2 days. Tim, you were there the whole time, obviously. So why don't you tell us again about the candidates that came for interviews and a little bit of a description of them.
Okay, I should have brought some more notes. But I'll go to the last day when there were four candidates.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. you had Joanna, who was far and away above Hanson. Heads of whatever. She's so far above the rest of it, wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
Right. She was in a league of her own. And then
Tell everybody about her qualifications, because I feel like
16 years in the registrar's office. Come on.
Yeah. And a whole wall back, the whole wall of her staff was there supporting her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you had Joanna, who was number one on my score sheet. Number two, believe it or not, ended up being John Gaglione. I'm not sure how you say his name. Because just because he had some experience in the same type of office back in Illinois, did he know anything about California law? No. But he wasn't going to go after the state on hand counting. So he was my second choice. Third choice, was, I believe, I don't have my score sheet in front of me, but I think it was Tom Toler, and then Clint Curtis was last. The reason Clint Curtis was last is he was just here to stir things up.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't here to help our elections office, and I don't believe Tom Toler is either.
And Tom Toler, today, or was that today? The meeting? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My days are blending in now. But today at the meeting, there was a speaker that that came up and gave public comment and was talking about Tom Toler's application and how he didn't have any letter of recommendation. He has not had – he's been retired for 5 years. He hasn't had work experience managing people for 10 years, I think the speaker said. And – yeah, so the discrepancy between the two candidates was just astronomical.
And it sounds a lot like everything else with that Project 2025, right? Get rid of competent people, mm-hmm. replace them with loyalists mm-hmm. that know nothing. That way you can control the narrative all the time.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like, because there is zero reason to hire anybody besides Joanna out of all the applicants that we had come forward. Zero reason. If somebody, well, there's obviously three people that voted that way. So what was their motive? It certainly wasn't for what's best for Shasta County or the ROV's office.
Right. So speaking of hiring loyalists, mm-hmm. I'm going to share this post that I found on social media today. It was posted 23 hours ago. I'm not going to say the name of the person because they're not an elected official. It says, today Shasta County Board of Supervisors appointed a non-establishment person to finish the term of our recent and failed Registrar of Voters, Kathy Allen. Mm-hmm. Joanna actually said during her interview she deserved the promotion. Wow, the arrogance and sense of entitlement. This is yet another domino to fall since our recall of Supervisor Leonard, well, insults him with a different name. In February 2022, Clint Curtis was a close second, but in the end, it went to Tom Toler. And it said, this is school-related, as our next election processes should bend to a more fair and transparent, in quotations, election to hopefully get more conservative-like folks onto our local school boards.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, why is fair and transparent in quotations?
Mm-hmm.
And how is it going to be bending with this new person in there?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite suspicious to me.
They're saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
That person is saying the quiet part out loud. And it's not, I don't even think they're trying to make it a secret anymore. I really don't. I think
they have somebody there they think will take orders from them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's not the case. I hope Mr. Toler stands up for when he realizes what it is that wait a minute, I'm not going to do this. We will see.
We will see. That's the scary part.
Sadly,
it's
frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our democracy. This is like the most important thing that makes America, America, that makes us this free, beautiful country. And when you go county by county, and this is what they're doing, right? County by county, board by board, replace competence with loyalty.
But here's the thing, Shay, right? Everybody's very passionate about our elections, because you're right. That is, if we lose our elections, we've lost it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're very passionate for what they believe, and they really believe that. However, when I came into this office, I was skeptical. I absolutely was skeptical. I went and I met with Kathy Darlene Allen. I went through the process of what things look like in the state of California. And very quickly, I can understand there is no cheating in Shasta County. There never has been. I won't say there never will be because I don't know that. But I would doubt there ever would be. It didn't happen here. I'm not saying whatever somewhere else, but it did not happen here. And they're making a problem out of nothing just because they want to make the noise. And now the rest of the really crazy people across the country jumped on board with Shasta County, just like you had Clint Curtis. When I asked him, why are you interested in Shasta County? Because of your board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that says it all, you guys. That says it all.
Yeah.
We should be flat out ashamed.
Right. Well, and not everyone has the common sense to, once they see the evidence that there is no negative things happening in the ROV's office, to stop and say, okay, we're okay here in Shasta County. And
yeah, you hear about the voter rolls, right? You hear the voter rolls. I hear it all the time up there. People complain about the voter rolls. The voter rolls are impossible to keep up. I'm not saying we shouldn't do better and try harder, because we absolutely should.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the big push in the last 20 years to get young people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and who moves around a lot? Young people, right, before they get established in life. So it's hard to keep track of where they are.
Right.
I'm not saying that's all of it. But you definitely have ballots that go out. There's extra ballots. There could be a million extra ballots go out. That's not what matters. What matters is what is counted
right.
at the ROV's office. And if people actually go in with an open mind and watch the process, they will realize those ballots are not getting counted twice. Mm-hmm. The right ones are being counted. And it's a shame that it's come to this. They're tearing our county and our state and our country apart.
And well, that's part of the bigger.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Instead, they're paying attention to a national agenda that they're all participating in, these three mm-hmm. supervisors. I'm looking right now at a flyer of the Election Action Summit, yeah. where our two of our supervisors are right on the front page.
Yeah.
Patrick Jones, Chris Kellstrom. Uh-oh, where'd my little thing go? Right on there, talking about how they got rid of Dominion and mm-hmm. went to a paper ballot, which, yeah. I'm sorry, no you did not,
yeah.
first of all. That's a lie.
Yeah.
I guess it didn't sound as exciting to say mm-hmm. we dropped one machine and got another, mm-hmm. because that's not what the agenda is. Right. And then Cry, who went to a similar meeting last year and was also on the front page with Mike yeah. Lindell and all these crazy mm-hmm. conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And so they're focusing on this national...
Well, they're being used as pawns
Absolutely.
For a bigger agenda, and I don't even think they realize that they're being played.
I don't know, but they are definitely being played.
Yeah.
It's just like
yeah.
Kellstrom and Jones were played last week.
Yeah.
All three of them are being played by the national
yep.
people that matter.
Well, they're very, very willing to be played.
Hey, Ash.
Yeah. forgot you were there for a moment.
I would, too, if I had to. <on it. laughs>
Yes, elaborate on that a little bit, what you mean.
Well, because it seems like, and like Mary brought this up at the last meeting, too, that it seems like she's very sick of being the guinea pig for these election conspiracies and things in Shasta County. And, boy, wouldn't it be nice to just be back to normal politics. Mm-hmm. But because it seems like they're so wrapped up in... And I don't know what it is. It's like being invited to these election denier meetings or being invited to these summit things or being involved in things on a more like national or statewide scale, like they know what they're talking about, is very enticing because they have these, you know, just these attitudes and these egos
You're right.
that need
yep.
to be fed in that manner.
It feeds the
but
ego.
Going back to what you said to the election, to the voter rolls, like I don't know how many times it's been explained to them that the voter rolls are very dependent on the public and the community's participation. You cannot fix or maintain proper voter rolls just on a wing and a prayer. You have to actively contact your ROV office and present them with the corrected information so those rolls can be corrected. But the loudest of the community members that want to deny that the elections are accurate and upfront in the first place, absolutely do not want to participate in that part of the process. They just want it done for them.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation because we have so much more to talk about. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm. moment in history by KCNR Radio. In February 1850, Shasta County was created as one of the California's original 27 counties. In September of that same year, California was admitted into the Union, meaning that Shasta County was even older than the state of California. Before Shasta County was named, Shasta residents held a town meeting in the middle of Main Street and named their town Shasta, presumably because Mount Shasta could be seen from the hills of the town. Originally, Mount Shasta was within Shasta County, but is now part of Siskiyou County. The original Shasta County included a major portion of Northern California, including Mount Shasta, and all the territory that later became Modoc, Lassen, and Siskiyou counties, as well as parts of the present-day Plumas and Tehama counties. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back. We are here again with Shay Kennan, Ashley Winters, and Tim Garman, our guest. Welcome back. If you want to call in tonight to ask some questions of Tim or just talk a little bit about what we're discussing right now, we're talking about the ROV selection. Feel free to call in at 530-605-4567. We have someone on the line right now, so we're going to go ahead and take that call. Nick, are you there? Okay, I don't think he is here. But we do have several calls or several questions online, so why don't we just start with those for Tim. Let's see here. Okay, Courtney Burse asks, she'd be interested to know what Supervisor Garman's thoughts are about Kevin Cry's underhanded move to force the other two in the board majority to choose Tom Toller. And so maybe we should tell the listeners about that, because some people might not have witnessed that.
Okay, so kind of went like this. Supervisor Cry, Chairman Cry, basically gave an ultimatum to Supervisor Jones and Supervisor Kjellstrom that if they did not choose Tom Toller, then he was going to vote for Joanna. And their hatred for Joanna was enough to put them over the top and vote for Cry, Cry's person with Tom Toller. The move was genius in one way. Right, because he played his card the way he knew he was gonna get what he wanted out of it, but it was slimy and underhanded as it gets, and disgusting. And like I said earlier, the way he treated Joanna, it's just there's no morals, there's no respect for human beings there.
Right. What is their issue with Joanna? Why the hate?
I don't know. I think it's because it goes back to Kathy Darling Allen and her tenure there that they, after the 2020 election, they started going after all these ROVs. Without any evidence. It's like, there's just nothing there. Mm-hmm. Go truly open-minded into the ROV's office, ask the questions, have the meetings, look at the process, and you will realize it's not bad. It's not broken.
Yeah. As an English teacher, I always go to analogies. That's the way to explain things. And I think of it like a relationship. Like a personal relationship, a husband and wife relationship. If somebody wants to sow doubt in your relationship and create chaos, then they start bringing up points of, lying, gaslighting, right? That's the way you sow this mistrust, and then you don't know how to maintain that relationship anymore because you're always wondering what's going on behind the curtain. And we have to maintain relationships in our community in order to get anything done. And it feels like we're not getting anything done because we're working on these constantly false narratives, this fear-mongering that and the irony of the fact that these guys were all voted in the same system that they say doesn't work.
Like, I feel like it's brainwashing,
it
honestly.
Is. It's
like,
so weird.
I feel like people are so completely brainwashed from hearing the same thing over and over and over again that they cannot let go of this fear that something is wrong with our election.
Right.
It's all they have to grab onto at this point.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a sinking ship, and it is a sinking ship.
Yeah.
But it's all they're just grasping at the rope right now.
Something's missing that most people have that allows you to say, I made a mistake. I'm going to move on now.
Mm-hmm.
But something's missing there. They're not able to just
keep going. You have to be able to look at things objectively.
Yeah.
To say, you know what, I was wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I think we all should be able to look at things that way, but we all don't.
So, speaking of that, maybe you could talk to the Ranstrom decision on your part.
Well,
I know a lot of
people. Way back. Okay.
Yeah, going way, way back.
Okay.
Because I know that a lot of people are kind of questioned you on that and your decision
and,
now.
I'll give you my logic with my vote on that. First and foremost, I do want to apologize to Dr. Ranstrom. I should have given her more of an opportunity. I did meet with her once. I wish I would have met with her two or three or four times. Because the issues I had, perhaps we could have worked out. But I was new at the time, and I kind of just acted without doing my due diligence. I'm not saying I would have voted differently at the end of the day, but I think I would have given her the chance, and there's a good possibility I would have, because I am open-minded. Mm-hmm. My issues was with COVID in the schools, which is a touchy subject for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on a school board before I came in to be on here. And I will tell you what happened with the kids in our schools. You're an English teacher, so you know what I'm talking about. It set our kids back years.
For sure.
It set them back years. I have one of my five children is a school teacher in Red Bluff. This is their second year teaching. They were interim last year, and there's a lot of Spanish-speaking kids in the school. A lot of the kids were so far behind, it's just like she was asking her mentor, how do I teach?
Mm-hmm.
And the mentor told her, you got to forget about the kids down here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. You have to forget about the kids down here. I thought education is for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? It broke her heart. She was in tears. She told me the story. Yeah. I was in tears.
Yeah.
You're taking an underprivileged community. You're taking the Mexican or the Spanish-speaking people, and you're just saying, forget you. You don't count.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, how many kids are down there? There's so many of them that are doing not
right.
Doing well,
but it's like that was my big fear with COVID was what it was doing to our kids. I saw it. I saw it live. I saw it happening on a school board, and I couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I made every right decision, but it was certainly that was part of it. And I wish I would have given her more of an opportunity to explain things, and maybe we could have talked through some of that. But being new in a role, I didn't manage that correctly.
Yeah. Well, and we all didn't know what to do then. I mean, I think we have to give each other some grace in that situation. And I know that when we did a survey of our staff during that time, should we go back in the classroom or should we not? And it was literally a 50-50
yep.
split.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I know personally, we have two calls. Okay, we're going to take the next call. We have a Tiffany on the line. Tiffany, are you there?
We are having some technical difficulties.
Tiffany, are you there?
I am.
Hi there. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
What did you have for us tonight? Thanks for calling.
Okay. So my question online kind of got answered, which was good. But I think the thing I'm most frustrated with, and I think Supervisor Garmin and Supervisor Rickert hopefully agree, it's the tactics that are being used and inciting certain members of the community who are there to become outrageous and quite, their wording is very rude
mm-hmm.
and bullying towards speakers, et cetera, who don't align with their conspiracy theories. What are your plans? Supervisor Garmin, or have you and Supervisor Rickert had a chance to talk when Jones is out of there about how to bring some order to the boardroom?
Well, first of all, when Jones is out, I will be out and possibly Supervisor Rickert as well because we are all there till the end of the year. But you're absolutely correct, the tactics being used. It just started last year when Supervisor Jones was chair. You saw the attitude he gave back to the public commenters during open comment time. He would always talk back to the people or as they're walking back to their seat, say some smart aleck comment. And you see Supervisor Cry doing the same thing this year. When you're getting that from the leadership, you're going to get that attitude coming back at you tenfold. And that's what we're seeing. We're just seeing they're just playing to the nasty hate crowd, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I hope I'm actually sad that you guys are leaving. I'm hoping that new folks in there can restore some order, because people like me, I just won't go into that anymore.
There's a lot of people who won't, and I'm sorry that you feel that way, and I don't blame you. But those chambers should be open for anybody and everybody, and it should be respectful. And I'm sorry it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's the law for people to be able to come in and speak their opinion, and it's your right. So it's very serious that you feel that way, and I'm sorry that you do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go cut you short. I'm sorry. We have to take a break.
No, I understand.
Thank you so much for calling in, and we will take a break, and we'll be right back with another caller. And we're back. Do we have another caller on the line? Sorry, folks. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty with one of our phone lines tonight. Okay. I guess we're just going to keep going. We'll talk then. Yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about is in regards to appointing the ROV and not appointing Joanna, is that CRY made such a huge deal out of the fact that we need to honor leadership that does well, and that's why that was his excuse for giving raises to the two people that he brought in. And do you remember the exact words about that?
I don't remember the exact words, but it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and for significant raises within a month, for extra perks in their employment. Well, we recognize how amazing they are, so of course we have to, you know, do the right thing by them. Mm-hmm. And then here we have Joanna, who has spent 17 years of her life given to this county, sacrificed, in her interview talked about giving birth on the day of the election, and actually in the election office, timing contractions.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and Kathy even talked about how Joanna went in when she was in the hospital and said, give me your phone, give me your stuff.
Yeah.
You're under too much stress. I'm going to take over
so
that you can rest and do what you need to do.
I mean, there was no, I can't even imagine a more perfect candidate ever for any kind of a job than someone that sacrifices as much as Joanna has sacrificed. And to literally shove her down like that and say, nope, sorry, doggy, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
That's how it felt to me listening.
Well, and they're misogynists.
Well,
Let's just say that.
And here's my point with that, too. It's the way they treated Joanna.
Yeah.
Okay, if they honestly would have voted somebody else and felt that was the best candidate and it was obvious to them and all that, and they were being polite and fair and honest about it, I wouldn't have such a big issue about it, but the way they treated her was was just beyond belief, right. And it's embarrassing for this county to know that.
Yeah.
And Joanna, I don't know if you're listening, but I am sorry you were treated the way you were, and I hope you're back in 2 years and you run and you become our next ROV in 2026.
Me too. She's a lot stronger than I am, because I would have said goodbye mm-hmm. to that job in an instant after being treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it just, what does that show the rest of the county employees and elected officials? You work hard, sacrifice for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I've watched the same dog and pony show at our school district. You right. guys know yeah. about our school board. Not sure all the public knows, but it's the same group of people, and I can't name names, but the same group that kind of, it's the Kevin Cry entourage, and they've done the same thing. We just today I learned that my principal's leaving. And I can't speak for him, but I can tell you that there was a lot of pressure from the board because he spoke out about what they were doing and the intimidation tactics that are being used. And I can speak for myself, and I've been written up 3 times this year for fighting this school board. And as an employee of the district for 20 years, had never been written up before.
All right. I think we have 3 callers now.
All right.
So
let's go.
Let's see if we can get to one of them. All right, we have, I'm not sure who's on, but hello.
Hey, this is Nick.
Oh, it's
Thank
Nick.
You.
Hi, Nick.
John, I've been playing phone tag and calling different numbers.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. It's Spectrum's fault.
Yeah.
What I'd like to say is that I'm listening to Tim, and I'm hearing what he's saying. Some of it I might agree with, and some of it I won't. But I would like to invite him to come on my show for a gentlemanly conversation about this. And he could bring you with him, or whoever wants to come and talk to this. It's Poke the Hornet's Nest. Our next show is on the 7th. And would you consider coming on our show and talking about this with Doug Jenke and I?
Nick, what I would ask you to do is to get a hold of me privately, and let's talk and see if we can make that work. I'm not promising, but let's talk.
Well, I don't see why we can't make it work. You mentioned that you've got a nasty hate crowd there. I'm assuming this is with the comments, the public comments. Who is the nasty hate crowd?
Everybody. Tim? Everybody. No, that's not everybody, Nick. But it is. You hear the tones in there. It's they get riled up. And I will tell you, there's people on both sides that get out of line. And it happens all the time. If I go, I keep notes on every single meeting, and I will actually make notes of who I that day is out of line. And even you, sir, I've made notes on you before. So, not saying you're the hater, but you've been out of line a few times too.
Well, it's my opinion that the crowd that's out of line is the recall people. They lost the recall. They need to get over it. But I emphasize, please come in and have a gentlemanly conversation with us on Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Nick, give me a call or send me an email, okay?
All right. Thanks, Nick. Hi. Sorry. We're not getting names tonight yet. So welcome.
Thank you.
Who's calling?
This is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi. I have a couple of comments.
Sure.
First of all, I want to thank my supervisor, I'm proud to say, who is Tim, for the fact that he and Mary both want to deal with issues that affect people and the circumstances that have to do with quality of life in Shasta County. In other words, take care of business that they were elected to do.
Right.
And I have not been able to discern that either of them has a political agenda.
Right.
And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I really think that it's unfortunate that the current majority of our board seem to be most interested in their personal fame
mm-hmm.
when thinking about this thing down in Costa Mesa and popularity with people who subscribe to a certain political agenda rather than taking care of business.
Right.
So that's one thing. And also I just have to say something about our new ROV and the complete lack of recommendations. I did a lot of hiring in my career. a lot of hiring. And I worked with a board in doing that hiring, but it was my decision at the end. If anyone ever submitted an application for a position in where I was working and gave no recommendations, that would be the end of it. That piece of paper would get filed away someplace. Even a kid who's applying for a job or a young person, a first job, like at McDonald's or someplace like that, everybody has had a teacher, a neighbor, somebody at church, their doctor. They have somebody who could give them a letter of recommendation or even on a list of people that could be called. So I just think that's completely appalling.
It's a red flag. It's definitely a red flag, right?
Oh, it's like it's an explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable that he even got past the paper screening.
Well, there was one person that wanted him. There was no emails in support of him, at least that I received. There was not one person who spoke up for the 2 days of meeting supporting him. There was one person that wanted him.
That's one.
And you need to ask yourself,
that takes
why.
Me to another tangent. Thank you so much for calling, Jeanette.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Can I just make one more quick comment?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is a little list I made up that has to do with Tim and with Mary. You guys respect the law, the laws of California. You respect the people that you represent. You respect process, and you respect the responsibilities that you agreed to deal with when you were elected. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you very much for that. I think it's taken a lot of courage for you, too.
Jeanette, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that, and I do work
You're
hard
welcome.
For my constituents and for all the residents of Shasta County.
It's very well said.
Thank you.
And I want to add one more thing. You both also are acting nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. In your position, which is a nonpartisan position. So both you and Mary's a very conservative person. When we have conversations, I can definitely see where we really disagree about some things. Mary has my best interest at heart. I know that. Mm-hmm. So if I call her and talk to her about something or, you know, I email her and I have questions about something going on in our county, she answers me always. She's always respectful. She's my supervisor, so that's why I'm talking about her. But she's the reason why I fight for her, too, because mm-hmm. she's such a great supervisor. And as a liberal person in a conservative county,
right.
I still feel like she's
that's where the party lines are.
She absolutely cares about you, right, as well as all the constituents. Yeah. And you're right. I am also a fiscally responsible conservative, and I've been called everything out of the book at this point in time to a most raging liberal. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just stop with all of that, you guys. Just stop. You know, just because I'm not a crazy, way out there conspiracy theorist person doesn't mean I've changed. One of the only times I got upset in a meeting to talk back to one of the audience members, and I feel bad about it, was when somebody questioned that. They called me a rhino, and I said, "No, excuse me, sir, you're the rhino, because I'm the same Republican that I am the day I signed up to vote when I was 18. I haven't changed." You guys are the ones who have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are splitting the Republican Party apart, which is probably great for the Democrats. But the point is, we should be able to disagree, right? But still have a respectful conversation. And no longer does that seem to be the case. It's like everybody's drawing their lines in the sand, mm-hmm. and they're standing hard on them. And it's like, we have to find some common middle ground. We have to respect each other whether we agree or not, but we have to do it in just a polite manner.
But that starts with
get rid of the
facts.
Hate.
That starts with facts. And when you're not dealing with facts, it's very difficult when you're dealing with conspiracy.
Right.
It really is. It's cultish. And you can't. It's like trying to talk to someone who's intoxicated.
And when you're talking about somebody's values.
Yes.
I'm talking about hardcore, like, human rights value.
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller. We have Dawn on the line.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. Hi, ladies. Hi, Supervisor Garmin.
Hi, Dawn.
So, I wanted to agree with the previous caller that, you know, the conditions in the boardroom for public participation have become completely inhospitable.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the board has run me off and lots of others, so, but that's not really why I called in.
Let's hear it, Donna. Why'd you call?
Well, I called in on the ROV situation, and I think moving forward, the public needs to know that the onus is really on us now to monitor Tom Toler's performance. Mm-hmm. Because the board, although they may be monitoring his performance, they will not be keeping the public apprised as such. So we can't let this slip through our fingers like we did the AG letter. And so the public needs to be vigilant and visit the clerk of the board's office, read the communications and the correspondence that's coming in, do Public Records Act requests for all communications from the Secretary of State. And we know that those communications will be coming in when we start missing deadlines and not fulfilling legal requirements with regards to elections.
Right. And wouldn't it be nice, though, if we could just hire someone with integrity and experience so we didn't have to do that?
That would have been the best option.
Yeah.
Dawn, I'm glad you brought up the AG letter. Well, hopefully we can have some time to talk about that later.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping we can actually move to that right now since it's a good time.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Dawn.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
And thank you, Tim, for being open.
You're welcome. Yes.
We have so much to talk about. I feel like it's just getting, we're jamming it all together, but that's okay.
Let's go. How it goes. The AG letter.
Yes.
Tell us about it. Go, Tim.
Well, what a shame, first of all.
Yeah.
You hear these guys talking about transparency, and yet they hide a letter.
Destroy,
they hide a letter. Whatever. Right. It's just, how do you get that letter and just sit on it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you give it to Supervisor Cry, and Cry just sits on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nobody wants to have any accountability for that. And then what really upset me was when it came out to open session, we talked about, you know, doing an investigation into it. Supervisor Cry agreed, let's look into it. And then you heard him right after he said, let's look into it. He tells us all to Corky Harmon, I hope you're going to make a commercial of this, basically talking about Mary's campaign, right, to use against her.
Which I'm pretty sure is illegal.
We have a code of conduct, right? That absolutely broke the code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if Mary or I go to our staff and say, hey, we want to bring this back up? What's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. Who do we answer to? Ourselves.
Right.
You think they're going to vote censure against Cry?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But this stuff is so out of control.
Yep.
But the AG letter was a disgrace. And I said from day one, the district attorney handled that case 100% appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and had town halls in my district, made sure two of them were there so I couldn't show up, and got the people riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making promises they could not keep.
Yeah.
And then I have to try to pick up the pieces. And I told people out in the Igo Ono area, I will do what I can for you. And we are on the way to getting them a fire hydrant installed at the Igo Ono school. That is huge for that community.
Yeah.
But that happened through grant money. If we would focus on that instead of the AG letter and all these other nonsense issues that we're spending so much time and so much effort, we're asking our staff to spend all this time and effort on, and we're getting nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just beyond belief.
And again,
I'm worried, going back to the ROV, I'm worried that he may decide to sue the state over the hand counting, and here we're going to go down this road again.
Yep.
We have to get back to Doane County business and taking care of our constituents. It's what we are elected to do. I'm passionate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's great. I was just going to say that again, no apology when that letter came to light. No closure for our community. Instead, he just cried and said,
down.
Oh, we knew that one was going to happen. We don't believe him anyways. Then why did you do it in the first place?
Yeah. To stir the pot and create doubt.
And
more
divisiveness.
So doubt.
Yep. More divisiveness.
Yep. And this is where, like you said, you're accountable to yourselves. This is why character and integrity matter when we're electing people. And I knew Kevin Cry's integrity and character way back when, and I thought more people understood what... He's not a good person. He's not a good human being. And when you're, you know, stealing money from people and doing... He has shown his true colors over and over and over again. But he made it through that recall. Again, had the AG letter been out, would that have happened? Because it was such a slim margin. Who knows? It is what it is. And we went through the election process, which is the important part. And now here we are having to deal with what's left over. And now, like our last caller said, it's up to us to do our due diligence to make sure that we hold him accountable.
One of Kevin Cry's problems, I think, is that he, like you said, ego is the major problem. And also, being an entrepreneur, and he has this mindset of he's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it, I laugh to myself every time he says, I want to know the difference between a leader and being in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's totally the in charge one.
Yeah.
He is not a leader.
No.
He coached my sister when she was in middle school a long time ago, and mm-hmm. he was a decent basketball coach. And so when he first started, I actually was like, okay, you know, give him a chance. And after a while, I was like, maybe he should go back to coaching basketball because he was good at that. And I really hoped that he would, I thought, he could grow up to be a good leader. But he has no humility. And his ego is far too huge for being a leader. And he actually admitted himself on his show a couple of weeks ago to being a recovering narcissist. I'm not sure the recovering is happening yet, Mr. Guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Do we have a caller on the line?
No, it's just me.
Oh, hi, you're back. I'm like, wait, who's there?
Who's there, Ashley?
Let me
interject one thing. There was an article that came out, what was it, back in February on a news cafe, and it detailed a lot of different things about Kevin Cry, and believe what you want to believe of details of those things, but the major points that was made about that article, I think, is the taking of other people's work and then, you know, turning it into his own. The disrespect that he has towards women, the ego and the narcissistic attitude that he has. The longer that you watch him in these meetings and the farther that we get through this year as him being chair, the more that you could see the things that were pointed out in that article actually being true, because he's showing those to us in real time.
Right. What I was starting to say earlier was about him being an entrepreneur. I think he's so, part of it is that he's so used to, he comments all the time about making decisions for the county as if it's a business. Mm-hmm. But it's not a business. You were put here in this position to represent your constituents in your district. And those people are telling you loudly what they want, and you're going the opposite against what they want. Because the people that he votes for aren't District 1 people. District 1 people are telling him the opposite, and he's just not listening. And like Tim was saying earlier, he was the only one that wanted that that applicant, Tom, for the ROV position. So, and he, again, didn't listen to what the people wanted, because he thinks that government should be more like a business and things should be quick, but that's not how it works. It's all about collaborating together with people, and that's why government's slow. That's what bureaucracy is.
Especially in a nonpartisan position, yeah. Like the Board of Supervisors is supposed to be.
Right.
And there's a difference between getting things done and moving it along, because I'm that kind of person, too. I'm a get-it-done kind of person. I don't want to have 20 meetings if we only have to have one. But at the same time, you also have to have input from the people that you're there to represent. And more often than not, Mr. Cry comes into the meetings with a preset knowledge of exactly what he's going to do.
I think that some of the frustration we see is the public does speak. They speak up a lot. But yet, we will make decisions that go completely against the public.
Mm-hmm.
So why speak up? You hear a caller after caller say they don't go into the board meetings anymore. And it's like, I just so wrong. It's like people should speak up. We should listen to the people. We work for the people, right? Instead, we're so focused on going to our out of the area meetings, you know, in Costa, wherever they're going to go, and be at all these other national type things. It's like, focus on Shasta County.
Yeah.
That's what you're paid to do. That's what we were elected to do. Focus on Shasta County. It will be so much better.
But when we watch time and time again that the game is rigged, nobody wants to spend their time and their energy in even speaking the truth or giving their opinion. Because
but here's
I know.
The thing. Here's the thing, Shay. I need everybody to stay
the
fight.
I know.
Right?
I know. I'm in your
and
position.
I tell staff the same thing. I trust me. I spend a lot of my time talking to staff saying just stay the fight.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we give up.
Yeah. Oh, it creates so much apathy. it creates a lot of apathy. And I, like I said, I deal with the same thing, being my union representative in my district and trying to get teachers to show up. They'll tell me all day long how much they disagree with what our board is doing, but they're worried about retaliation. They see what happens to me. They don't want it to happen to them. These people go up to the podium. They see Kevin Cry berate them. They don't want, people don't want public humiliation.
Right.
So they step away. They're like, I'm not going to do that, especially when the game is already rigged.
Yeah.
Well, we have talked about an awful lot tonight, and we have 5 minutes left, and Mr. Garmin asked for 5 minutes to give us an announcement that we don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. And this is one of the earlier callers. I don't know if it was Don or Jeanette, but you guys had talked about the elections. And you guys all know I've been a non-supporter of the Elections Commission. I think it should go away, and it's a waste of tax dollars. However, I am going to appoint somebody to that position now that we have an ROV in place. And I thought long and hard about this, and it's like, I still wish it would go away, but it's not going to. It's here to stay. So I want to appoint somebody that I feel like can go on that commission and actually take it seriously, will do the work, and will actually watch out for items that I would ask them to watch out for in the ROV's office. For instance, I want to make sure that those signatures on that recall petition are never shown to Supervisor Cry,
right,
myself, or anybody else. That is not cool, because the retaliation will be more than anybody can stand. So with that, I'm going to be appointing Nathan Pinckney to the commission.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now I know why you didn't want to tell him.
I love it. Drop the mic.
And I've had conversation with Nathan for the last couple of months over this, and I wanted to make sure that, number one, he would take it seriously, because he is an activist.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And people are going to be so upset at me as a Republican picking him to come into this role. But I need somebody to balance that out. This is a nonpartisan position.
Yep.
It's got to balance it out. And honestly, I feel like he would give me an honest answer over the other people that are up there. Right? He's earned my trust.
Wow. Yeah. So. The thing about Nathan is he is extremely passionate.
Very passionate.
And as long as he can harness his passion. And
it'll be a challenge. And I hope he'll take it seriously.
He will give it all the time.
Oh, I absolutely think he'll take it seriously.
Give it all the time that he'll give it all the time and sacrifice that anybody else.
Now, of course, it does have to make board approval at the end. So
he's one of my best friends. And I will absolutely guarantee that he's all in on this, and he is ready to take it seriously, for sure.
Good.
It's exciting. It's exciting to have another brain listening and another voice to hear about what's happening and not just feel like, I don't even go to those meetings anymore. I did in the beginning because I felt like it might be, what I had to say might be heard because we had two other people on there, but now it's kind of like what's the point? They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, you're yelling into the abyss.
Yeah.
It feels like, definitely.
So that's exciting.
And that's why we started this radio show.
Yeah.
Right? So people could at least come on here and speak the truth and speak truth to power, especially. And we've tried really, really hard to vet who we bring on and make sure that they are people of character and integrity, and that's why.
And if you do, you'll have a successful show, right?
I think so.
It just keep it honest, keep it fair, be open-minded. You guys have done nothing but that so far.
Yeah.
So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Tim.
Yes.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much for coming in today and for being a voice of reason out there. I appreciate that. I don't want to drive Mary crazy all the time with my comments, so sometimes I give them to you.
That's okay.
So I appreciate that you also listen and you also seem to care about all of the people of Shasta County.
I do.
So
put it this way. I've upset every one of you in this county with one of my votes.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody.
Sure.
Because I'm not sold out to one particular person, entity, or group of people. I'm for the people of the county, period.
We appreciate that a lot.
We do. So,
we got one minute for last thought.
Congratulations, Nathan.
Yeah, congrats.
So what's going to happen with that?
Well, he does have to pass the board. It'll come back to the board, and then we'll have to vote on it.
So what if they don't vote on it?
Then they're going to look like fools, because I've agreed to all their people so far.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh. Smart thinking there.
They're going to look like fools?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody.
And on that note,
yes, we're out of here. Have a good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.